Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Garbage losses to wrestlers who are not as good as him. He is the one, the only. He is,
I'm vanilla baby,
Blake Christian. Blake, how you doing?
How are you guys?
We're doing well. That look, the chat is popping like crazy for you. I don't know how much you are familiar with our show. Hopefully not at all, but we're huge fans of you. Huge fans of the vanilla baby. You saw the drop that we had for you. We play it every time. We have super chats who look at this. Look at all these chats we got going on. So my question for you, when are we getting the song? I've bugged Tony Khan about this personally. I don't know if you've bugged him, but when are we getting the song?
You know, I have no idea, but when I think it was Final Battles, when the Vanilla Baby thing like first popped up, because I think that's when I asked to like change it. I was sitting on the stairs and I was waiting around, and Tony was in the ring and he was talking to somebody. And as he's leaving, he sees me and he says, "Blake, I'm going to try to get the song. I loved it. I love the idea." So I don't know where we are on it, but I do know that I think it's on his radar to like get it. So,
all right, this is good news.
Okay. I don't know about that. I'm scared about that statement because we got some sharks on the show, and Billy, every time we ask about aliens exist, it's always like, yeah, we want to do aliens exist, but I haven't heard it yet.
No, I don't know when, but it is on his radar.
I know it's on his radar because I bug him about it every single week on social media. I'm sure he's blocked me at this point, or at least put me on mute. But we need the song. That's the one thing to complete the whole package. You don't know how much I'm just sitting there watching Dynamite or Collision or ROH, and I just want to hear the song play. I'm like, oh, this is going to be the week. This is going to be the week. And then it doesn't happen. I'm just disappointed.
I think it'll happen eventually. I think it just needs to be the right moment. We'll see. I'll stay on him about it and see what I can do.
All right. There we go. That's all we have, Blake. We just wanted to get an update on the song.
All right. I'm kidding.
Do you know what we're doing for Supercard of Honor this week? It looked like you were going to go after Bandido and the ROH title, and then Takeshita just jumps the line here, and I was very offended by this, that you're not in the ROH title match.
I have no idea, but I think a thing is patience, you know? Me personally, I would love to win the ROH championship whenever, but it would be so much sweeter like on the East Coast. So maybe Philadelphia, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to go for it eventually. But I think East Coast would be so sweet because I think the East Coast hates me the most.
You've been talking about patience. You're someone who has been working, toiling on the indies. You still work in the indies, but also you've been working Ring of Honor. Now you're making your way into AEW. What has that feeling been, that persistence, that patience? How did you keep it for so long, and how's the payoff feel right now?
I think the patience comes with a little bit of, I was telling a class this the other day, like I did like a little training thing in Memphis when I was visiting family. It's like, it's patient, but it's also impatient, you know, like I don't want to sit in the same spot that I am. And that's what's always like accelerated me to be better. Like when I started training, I didn't want to be in the same place, if you know what I'm saying. And I was like, oh, these guys do it as a hobby. I want to do it as a job. So while I say patient, but I'm also like impatient. But as far as that, like, I don't know, man. I just kept working and kept working again and kept that mindset of I don't want to just be here forever. You know, I want to be better than what I am tomorrow, like yesterday. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like a patient, impatient attitude.
When you made the edit for this video, besides the fact that it's a great song, like, why did you pick the song? And then for the longest time, the lore was like, does Blake Christian edit exist? Who created this? Like, it became a thing. I retweeted it. I watch it every time I see it. And then finally you were like, all right, yeah, I made this. So what was the decision to put this together, use the song, and then to finally like lean into it?
Where I come from, it was always like, oh, make like highlight videos so people can see your stuff. So like, I've always done this. I've always made highlight videos. And I thought like this, the year that I made that about, I thought I was like, oh, this has been like a specifically good year. And I don't know. I've always had like these like Jack Harlow comparisons because when my hair grows out, it kind of gets a little crazy like his. And there was this one comment when I decided to make this. There was a guy that said, Blake Christian is the white Jack Harlow. And it was a little head scratcher, but I was like, ah, I'm going to use his new song, Loving on Me. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it fit the song, like the video perfectly and my attitude perfectly. So, yeah, I don't know. It just connected in.
When you're doing video editing, what are you using? Are you like an iMovie guy, Adobe Premiere?
Oh, iMovie.
Let's go.
iMovie.
Keep it basic, keep it simple.
That's all you need. iMovie, look at it.
Oh, that's my perfect. Hold on. So you've been at this for so long. I like to toil through people's socials and find a little.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Something. You're very wrestling oriented on your social, but I did find this hat. Tell me about this hat combination, this jaunty hat and jacket.
Oh my God, dude. This is an old promotion for Burt Prentice. I was indeed, I don't even know. Is that the tag belt? Yeah, I was the tag belt. I think I was just managing like one of the guys I was with. And I guess the wrestler that came out had that hat. So I stole that hat from him. Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't my hat. I didn't walk out with that hat. I think I stole that hat from the guy that was wrestling.
Would you wear that hat nowadays?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it fits me.
Ricochet, how much does this guy suck?
So much. So much. You know, I really thought that maybe we had something, but I don't know, you know. It's his own loss, you know. He could have been popular like me with the Vanilla Baby song, but, you know, it is what it is.
He's got dudes jumping you backstage, can't just face you like a man. I'm getting annoyed.
Yeah, mano y mano, Lucha Libre style, dream match, you know. You know, I was just poking fun at that, you know, because I was like, oh, this is like a perfect little tweet because that guy, like, comments on everything. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then it just kind of took off, and I think people were kind of taking it seriously, and I was like, come on, guys. There's no such thing as a Lucha Libre style, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, high flyers, Lucha Dream match, you know?
You're going to get this over, though, Blake. You get everything over. So you can't, if you just do stuff like that, it's going to get over.
It's going to be a storied match now. It's going to be a pay-per-view name. And
how does it feel to be the only wrestler who's ever appeared in TNA and had Laredo Kid beat them?
Sorry, it cut out right as soon as you finished that question.
So when you did Impact Wrestling appearances, you would face Laredo Kid. In your singles matches against Laredo, he beat you. That doesn't happen. Laredo usually loses. How did you manage to be the guy who loses to Laredo Kid?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think it was an off night, maybe. That was so. I have long hair back then too, huh? Yeah, I think so. I think I have long hair. I think that was like fresh out of WWE. Yeah, I don't know. It was an off day, and the hair weighs me down too, so that's why I cut it.
The more important question that I had was actually from your TNA days, your Impact days, was actually working Ultimate X, because that is a match that not many people get to say they did. Talk to me about getting the offer to do Ultimate X and the match itself, because you've done a lot of different matches. This one's a different beast.
So I had no idea when I took that booking. That was, I think that was WrestleMania weekend, right? I think I had like a big, I did like Ring of Honor, New Japan, and then Impact, and then GCW, like, right after. I had no idea that was the match until it was, like, posted. And I was very excited because a lot of guys that I, like, watched and, like, grew up on were making that match, like, famous. So I was very excited for it. The only thing that I just didn't like about it was the ceiling was so low that, you know, you couldn't do anything from the top. So that was like that's what I wanted. But as they were setting it up, I was like, I don't think we can get up there, you know? So that's why I kind of settled for what I did off the scaffolding. But yeah, that was my only like letdown of it. But it's a legendary match, and not, like you said, a lot of people don't get to say they did it. So I'm happy that I was able to like put that on my resume.
And for those who don't know, by the way, there was at the Fairmount Hotel, actually in Dallas, where you guys are for All in Texas. So I figured we could talk a little bit about that because there's some history there. But I just want to point it out. I forgot about the ceiling being that low. That's ridiculous.
It was very, very low. It wasn't set up to like, I think that was the first match too, huh?
Always, because they got to put up the truss and put up the things and then take them right down.
I think they didn't get it set up till like right before, so we didn't, you know, there was nothing we could do.
New Japan, Best of Super Juniors. What's that tournament like, and any thoughts about possibly going back competing in there?
Same thing with the Ultimate X match. Like, this is a tournament that a lot of people have went through. For me as well, I think it's been a long time coming. I think if we go back, I can't remember the exact year, but I wrestled Desperado and Hiromu in Charlotte, North Carolina for New Japan Strong. And it was like my first main event I've ever had with them. And after the match, you know, Desperado, he's like, this year come to Best of Super Junior. So I thought that was the year. And then that kind of fell off. And then I wrestled Hiromu. And that was a great match. And then I thought that was the year. And then that one kind of fell off. So to finally get it and to go through it the way I did and to wrestle the guys that I got to wrestle, it meant a lot to me because that's always been like a dream of mine. And as far as going back, I'd go back anytime that they call me, anytime they say, hey, come down here. Even if it's not Best of Super Juniors, I'm going, you know.
You beat Santa Claus.
I did.
What was it like wrestling Santa Claus? And also, you're one of the few who have ever done so.
Yes, I ruined Christmas. So that's a big thing on my resume as well that I like to hold. I don't know. You know, it's a different opponent. I think where I come from, though, like Santa Claus always wins. So it was nice to finally be the guy to put Santa Claus down.
See, I'm a Jew, so for me, that was a huge victory for my fandom of Blake Christian.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Are you forever on the naughty list because of this?
I think so. I hope so. You know, I still had a good Christmas that year, but I don't know. I would like to think so.
There's a rumor that you were supposed to be a superhero in NXT. I don't know if you've heard about this, but
well, I've heard. Truth
to- oh, okay.
I've heard.
What was this about?
So the character that I believe we were like setting it up for a little while. I think I'd wrestled Dante Chin, and like then there was a backstage, and I was like, superhero, huh? And then they approached me when I first went, and they were like, yeah, we want this type of character, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, like. I'm open-minded for anything, you know. And then it didn't happen. And then I think when 2.0 came around, they were like, oh, we're going to do it now because, like, this is a perfect character for this show. And, yeah, man, I came up with a suit design and a name. And, it just didn't happen. Well, it did happen, but it didn't happen with me.
Oh, so
are you Axiom?
I was supposed to be, yes. I was supposed to be.
Oh. Just took Axiom. I was thinking, I wasn't even thinking Axiom. I was thinking, who was Sidney Akeem? What was his Scripps? I was like, were you going to be Scripps?
Yeah. No. Because Scripps came after, yeah. So, yeah, I came up with all this stuff. But, you know, it is, I think the person they gave it to is great. And I think he's done a great job with it, maybe even better than I could have done with it. So, I'm happy to see it still, like, alive, you know, and doing as well as it's doing.
I mean, I think that's the best way to look at it, personally. But, yeah, that's fantastic. Karaoke is going to be a part of All In Texas weekend. Are you a karaoke guy?
I can be. I do put on my own concerts when I'm driving, especially this past weekend. Drove home. It depends on what I'm feeling, you know. I was driving home to Tennessee, so maybe I throw in, like, country music. If I'm going to the gym, I got, like, a rock playlist, but sometimes I have, like, just a randomized playlist. As far as, like, my daily playlist, it's random, dude. It's, like, there'll be, like, a funny song that I downloaded just because it was funny, and then I'll run through that, singing that, or then it's like a serious like rock song or a rap song or an R&B song or Jack Harlow, or another one is Tate McRae or Kid Laroi. You know, it is the most random playlist of like 2,000 songs you'll ever hear in your life.
Joel, do you want to ask the French vanilla question? I'm going to pave way to you here.
I had someone ask me, so I'm going to ask you, since you are Vanilla Baby, if you go to France, does that make you French Vanilla?
I certainly would toy with it, you know, I think so. But I don't know. I think the whole purpose of Vanilla Baby is that vanilla itself is like the greatest flavor. You know, if you're going to call me vanilla, then it's the best flavor. So I don't know. I don't know if I could. I think I would play with it, you know, maybe get like a gear design of French vanilla. I think I might write that down, to be honest with you.
By all means, just a little bit of, maybe a little bit of hand gear going. Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
When you faced Kenny Omega, why wasn't the international title on the line? Like, he just won it. They keep touting your ROH record, and then Kenny cowardly won't put the title on the line.
I think that's what it was. I think he was afraid, you know. I think that's what I was expecting, and that's what kind of threw me off to lose. But yeah, I don't know. I think I would have been like super fired up if the bell would have been on the line, and I would have, you know, that ultimately would have caused me to win. But you know, I think that's why.
I like this. That's the reason why we got to get some wins on Dynamite and Collision here. But I like that. Yeah, you know, just you don't need the wins right now because there's nothing at stake. All right, sure, Mystico, yeah. Mike Bailey, Swerve, like, yeah, they're big names and everything. But get some stakes in there, and then we'll see.
Yeah,
real Blake Christian.
Yeah, no, it fires me up. You know, I'm nonchalant. So,
yeah.
Can you tell us about the Universal Studios days for dark tapings and all that? What were those days kind of like? Were they crazy busy? Was there good camaraderie? Like, what were those days kind of like?
Oh, man, that was so long ago. Long hair again. I remember my first time going. I think I was like, I was booked before, and then I think I got busy or something came up to where I couldn't make it. And but then the time that I actually did make, the first time I ever made, I get ready to go. And I got this entrance, and it's just, I don't even think they like knew I was coming, you know. It was like, and I didn't have like the entrance music or whatever. I had like the dark entrance music because mine wasn't ready. But yeah, man, it was busy days, long days. But I love this so much that I would do it again in a heartbeat. If Tony asked me, I need you to wrestle all 35 matches, I say, okay, let's do it, you know, because this is what I do. This is what I love. And yeah. So if he asked me to wrestle all 35, if he asked me to wrestle one in the first and then 10 in the next, I'd do it. I think there was one time I wrestled 3 in one day. And yeah, you know, I loved it. And I would have wrestled 4 or 5 if I had to.
Now, was that pandemic or was that Super X Cup?
Boy. Super X Cup was a brutal one. That long days, no one's out there, and I don't know. Again, I still loved it, but it was brutal. It was brutal. I think all those pandemic days of when there was like nobody out there were just so exhausting. But again, it was a big part of my upbringing, so I'd do it again. You know.
Blake, we have one more question. Joel's going to ask it, a game we play here on the channel. But we appreciate you joining us here today.
Of course.
And as a tribute to you, to celebrate you being here, I do have a vanilla ice cream cone that we're going to toast to Blake Christian for being on the show. This is, as people know, people who watch the show regularly, we are big fans. We want you to win all the titles. We believe you deserve all the titles. And so this was very fun for us to have you on the show. We appreciate you joining us on a busy weekend. I know it's a busy weekend being in Texas. Joel, ask the final question here.
We play a little game on the channel. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I'm going to give you three names. You're going to pick which one you want to partner with in a tag team match. Promo with in the ring on the microphone. Just do, you know, talky talk. And which one you want to punch in the face. Have a one-on-one contest with. You ready? These are people you know very well in AEW. Speedball Mike Bailey, Swerve Strickland, Kenny Omega. Partner, promo, punch in the face.
Bro, you gave me all three people I want to punch in the face, man. That's so brutal. I guess that's the point of the game, though.
That's the point of the game.
Well, Speedball hits really hard, so I think I'm going to partner with him to avoid getting hit really hard. Promo, I think Swerve. I think that would be fun. And then punch in the face, Kenny Omega, because I owe him one again and again and again and again and again and again. I owe all those guys a punch in the face, but I think I want to punch Kenny Omega in the face more.
Once the titles are on the line, that's when
exactly. That's when I will punch him again until he puts the belt on the line. If he even that's wins right. This weekend, you know, he may not win, you know. True. But if he does, I won't wrestle him again, and so I refuse.
I'd love to see the conversation. You want to wrestle Kenny again? Belt on the line? Nope, not me.
No, I'm not doing it.
I don't know if you saw the one winged angel thing. Like, if Hangman hasn't kicked out, then no one should kick out. Okada, Ibushi, no one
should. I should.
Yeah, yeah. Someone reposted that with the video. I was like, hell yeah. Exactly.
It's the Vanilla Baby aura. That's what it is. That's that's what they call it. That's aura.
Blake, thank you again for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Let everyone know where they can find you at and what you got going on.
Obviously, it's a busy weekend. We got Dynamite tonight. We got Collision tomorrow. We got Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor on Friday. And then, of course, the big one, All In, on Saturday. You can follow me on X. I was going to say Twitter, but it's X these days. I don't know what my username is.
_BlakeChristian.
There you go. _BlakeChristian. Instagram is real _BlakeChristian, I think.
Yeah, you're on your own for that one.
Yeah, so I think that is my social medias.
And we're going to get Jack Harlow, Love It On Me, as the theme song. We're going to bully Tony Khan into this. If he can change Mina Shirakawa's theme mid-show, he can get Jack Harlow for BlakeChristian.
I say we just go all out and we just get Jack Harlow to come in and just sing it.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You know? That's All In next year when you're winning the AEW title.
Yes, against Kenny Omega because he finally put it on the line.
That's right.
If it hasn't happened by All Out weekend, that will be my question for Tony in the press.
Good. Finally, real questions from the media to Tony Khan.
I got you. We need this to happen.
Just keep bugging him about it. Eventually, he will do it.
That's right. Thank you again, Blake.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks, man. Enjoy your weekend.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.